Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. And you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is...
Grover Explores the Jungle.
Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. I'm on my way to the library to meet a friend for story time. I wonder where he is.
I am here, Nina!
Whoa!
I am okay!
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's nice to see you, Grover.
You too, Nina.
Are you ready for story time?
Yes. I have had a very busy day bringing customers their food at Hooper's. Ooh, so I am ready for story time.
Reading books is a nice way to relax after a long day. Do you have a book you'd like to read today?
I most certainly do, Nina. I, your furry pal Grover, as you know, love animals. I find all animals so cute and adorable. So, I have the perfect book to read. It is called Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Animals.
That looks like a great book, Grover. And wow, it does have a lot of different animals. Animals that live in the ocean, live on the farm.
Oh, yes! As a farmer myself, I love farm animals. Can we read about farm animals?
Claro. I love farm animals too, Grover. My favorite farm animals are the goats.
Oh, I love the goats too, Nina. Goats and gorillas. I just love how the gorillas climb the trees at the farm.
Grover, I don't think gorillas live at the farm. Gorillas live in the jungle.
Well, of course. I knew that, Nina. I was just checking to make sure you knew it too.
Oh, okay, good. Let's have a look at this book then. It says this book also has animals that live in the desert, in the jungle, and even animals you can have as pets.
Oh, you know what, Nina? What if we read about pets instead? I love pets too, like cute little kitty cats, doggies, goldfish, and of course, leopards.
Grover, leopards aren't pets.
Huh? Where do leopards live?
Leopards often live in the jungle, just like gorillas.
Leopards, gorillas. I am sensing a pattern here.
Yeah. You seem to be very interested in animals that live in the jungle, Grover.
I am, Nina. I have always wanted to be a jungle explorer. I have been an explorer in many places, like the desert, the ocean, Antarctica, and even Pittsburgh, but never the jungle.
Then let's take a seat in the storytime area and read all about jungle animals.
Great idea, Nina. That way, I can rest my cute, fuzzy blue legs.
You got it, Grover. It says here in the book that along with leopards and gorillas, there are so many more animals that live in the jungle. And there are beautiful birds and lots of colors, too.
Oh!
Yeah, one of the birds in the jungle is called a toucan. It says a toucan is a large bird with a very long beak.
A toucan? Fascinating!
Yeah. In this picture of the toucan, most of his body has black feathers. The front of its body has white feathers. And its beak is bright orange.
It sounds like a very impressive bird, Nina. Perhaps I can set off on a real jungle adventure,
Well, the jungle is very far away from Sesame Street. But I know a way you can explore the jungle right here.
Please do not keep me waiting, Nina. How?
By using our imagination. We can imagine that we're there together.
Oh, what a fantastic idea, Nina. I am great at using my imagination. I can imagine taking a picture of a toucan on my imaginary jungle adventure.
Make sure you pack an imaginary camera.
Oh, I never forget my imaginary camera, Nina.
Learning about the jungle in our book has been so exciting. Now let's slow down and relax by doing some belly breaths together to help us get ready to imagine.
That sounds like an excellent idea, Nina.
Okay, let's start by putting your hands on your belly and breathing slowly in through your nose. Then breathe slowly out through your mouth. Very good.
Thank you, Nina. I am very good at belly breaths, aren't I?
You are. Now, let's do another belly breath. Slowly breathing in through your nose. And slowly breathing out through your mouth. Muy bien. Now let's take one last belly breath and focus on how your belly moves. Take a slow breath in through your nose and slow breath out through your mouth. Did you feel your belly move out and then back in?
I did. I felt my cute and adorable belly move.
That's great, Grover. Actually, I think it's time for Explorer Grover.
That is right, Nina. Explorer Grover, ready for an imaginary adventure in the jungle.
Let's imagine we're going on a nature adventure with Explorer Grover in the jungle. It's early in the morning, and the sky is bright blue and orange, and the sun is starting to rise up in the sky. Grover climbs in a boat and paddles along a calm and twisting river. His boat is long and just wide enough to sit in, and perfect for floating along the river. In his boat, Grover has everything he needs for his nature adventure in the jungle. He is wearing a life vest to keep him safe in the water and a hat to protect him from the sun and hiking boots to protect his feet. Grover has binoculars to see birds and other animals that are far away. In his backpack, Explorer Grover packed his camera, sunscreen, a snack, and a water bottle. Grover floats along the river in his boat and hears birds chirping in the sky and rustling through the leaves. He sees fish in the water and a crocodile quietly sleeping on the other side of the river. Grover ties up his boat on the edge of the river, puts on his backpack, and starts off on his nature adventure. Explorer Grover notices that the jungle is full of many kinds of animals. With his binoculars, Grover sees birds flying from tree to tree. Some birds have long beaks and make musical sounds when they chirp. The bird's feathers are very colorful.
Ooh.
Grover thinks they are the brightest colors he has ever seen.
Oh.
And they remind him of the colors of the rainbow. Explorer Grover spots a toucan on a branch. The toucan's body has black feathers all over it, and some white feathers on the front of its body. It has a bright orange beak, just like the picture from Grover's animal book. Explorer Grover takes out his camera to take a picture of the toucan. But the bird flies away just before Grover can snap the picture. Further ahead, on the edge of the river, Grover spots a mommy leopard and three baby leopards called cubs. The mommy leopard has dark golden yellow fur with large black spots. Her cubs have fluffy yellow fur with little brown spots. Grover watches quietly as the cubs play together in the tall grass, rolling and pouncing on one another, as the mommy leopard lies nearby. Up ahead in a grassy clearing, Explorer Grover sees a group of gorillas with black and brown fur and long arms and wide shoulders. Some of the bigger gorillas have silver and gray fur on their backs. The group of gorillas sit side by side, comb through each other's fur, and scratch each other's backs. Explorer Grover watches the gorillas play on the ground and climb trees.
Oh.
Nearby, Grover hears a waterfall through the trees, and he follows the sound. As he hikes toward the waterfall, Grover notices plants and flowers. The flowers in the jungle have bright colors like yellow, red, pink, and orange. The trees are very tall and have big green leaves and vines hanging from them. The tall leafy trees keep the jungle nice and cool. As Explorer Grover reaches the waterfall, he sees something moving behind a bush on the other side of the waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
He notices orange fur and black stripes. And little by little, a tiger with big black eyes and long whiskers comes out from behind the bush. The tiger walks slowly to the edge of the water and drinks. Explorer Grover is tired from his walking and decides to take a rest. He sits on a rock and takes a snack out from his backpack. It is an apple. Grover takes a bite. The apple is crunchy and tastes delicious. Grover hears a wonderful bird song, and when he looks towards the sound, he sees the same toucan bird from earlier. The toucan has landed on a nearby branch and is looking right at Explorer Grover. Grover quietly takes out his camera from his backpack and snaps a picture of the toucan. Perfect picture. Explorer Grover closes his eyes, takes a deep breath, and listens to the sounds of the jungle.
Yeah.